Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Skill right now, I just need to know what I need to do. It's like, go home.
The gate's supposed to be locked.
Here comes...
Fucking go home.
Hang on,
I'd have to choke him out. I'd be like, man, I'm sorry. You'll just have to stay there till Monday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, you're just going to stay there till Tuesday, buddy.
Look what I was averaging.
That's the worst part.
Yeah. 44.8 miles a gallon.
Better than my little ass car. Shit.
Oh, yeah. In what? In your Camry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a picture of that. That's like the record.
Were you running premium in it?
No.
Who the hell does that?
You'd be surprised.
You need to.
I have before a couple times.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. Usually by accident.
That Volkswagen needs it.
Oh, I know. Definitely.
Ooh, welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and Big John. How you doing, brother?
I am fantastic.
Well.
What up, guys?
And none other than Brother Cobb.
I'm just like a little boy playing with his dick when he's nervous. Robert Downey Jr.'s Tropic Thunder character.
Alrighty then, we're off to a head start. Before it leaves our mind, Cobb brought up walking through a dead mall. And I'll tell you a funny story with the Lee Mall to get it rolling.
Yeah.
Back when we were in high school, friend of mine, won't say his name, but his brother-in-law at the time was hooked up with maintenance at the Lee Mall, and he got a side gig that summer to go, you know, mop floors, do whatever they doing, right? Well, Christmas was coming, and he was still intern there. And instead of Santa is coming, he put Satan is coming.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time in all the places you could get, you know, during Christmas. And yeah, that with Santa, the letter. Just move them around.
Yeah, just shift the letters around.
Yeah.
Satan. Oh, man. But that killed, dude. Driving down 82 and you see that on the Lee Mall banner, it's like, Satan is coming. December 19th.
Get your kids ready.
Get your kids ready. Satan's going to be here.
Yeah, dude, that was always.
Sit in Satan's lap.
That was always epic to me. It's like, what's crazy is you're not wrong.
Yeah. Dual purpose.
Like, hell, I thought he was already here.
Yeah.
Some may say.
But no,
what do you remember about that place? Dude, I remember when it still had the movie theater cooking up in there, dude.
Movie theater, FYE. Yeah,
or it was Camelot.
Camelot before then.
The jewelry store by FYE.
The accessory corner.
Yeah,
that was always legit. You get grills,
and
studded belts there.
Yeah, for real.
And what was dope is, like, I was obviously a little bit younger than you guys. Is clothes shopping at that belt? Children, I think it was a children belt right there. But then I always knew that Mom was gonna pop right out and hang that right and take me to FYE.
There you go.
You know, and that was always the treat.
Yeah.
Yep.
You act right and don't fucking go wild in the store.
You might get a Blink-182 CD.
Maybe. Might get a Blink-182 CD, yeah.
A poster.
A Spawn figurine.
You get a poster.
Always had cool stuff in there.
Or the Spawn soundtrack.
Yeah. Or the Spawn soundtrack.
There you go. Yeah.
Pretty sure that's where I got it from.
I think that's where I got it from, too.
Do y'all remember the last movie that you saw in that theater?
In that theater?
Yeah. I don't.
I remember the last movie that played in there.
Well, yeah, because it was it, up there for
yeah,
forever.
It hung up forever, yeah. War of the Worlds yeah. played there for a decade.
It was always up. It was always coming soon. I yeah. never did play.
It was no, always, it was always coming soon for a decade.
It never did play.
Tom Man. Cruise was saying.
Nobody ever saw it.
Yeah.
It just kept it was, running away.
It's coming soon.
I remember I saw...
it was like Satan.
Yeah. I'm old enough to remember I saw All Dogs Go to Heaven in there.
I think I always went to the one on downtown, the...
Varsity?
Yeah, the Varsity Twin. Yeah,
in the other mall?
No. The one downtown.
Downtown.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, the one yeah. downtown.
Now. Yeah.
That's where I saw Halloween Resurrection. Yeah. Busta Rhymes. It's the funnest I ever had
downtown.
At the end.
That, like,
that's the, where the Hope Church is now.
Yeah.
The last movie I saw at that one was Wolf Creek.
And the one by MacRae's? What so it was many. Before Belt?
Oh, no. No. Oh. The one downtown.
So I saw Wolf Creek in Tuscaloosa on the front row. It sucked.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
There's a scene where it's like a hillside panned back real far and a car goes across. And we was like...
Yeah. It looks... The trailer looks so cool. And then you realize it's a terrible movie.
I like it. Dude, I tell you what's better.
Is that?
The series.
Is the series better? I've seen it around, yeah.
Well, the first season is.
Dude, I was getting, like, really pumped over the new Strangers. And I went back and watched the first one again.
Yeah.
Even though I know
you
it.
You know how it's going to be.
Still, it's just magic, dude.
Gripping. It pulls you in, even though you know.
What is it about it, though? It's because it could happen to you.
In my opinion, it's better than the new one they just come out with.
Oh, that one that...
chapter one.
We saw it Monday.
Y'all already seen it? How perfect.
Yep.
Dude, hour and 31 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was...
Where'd y'all go see it?
Dude, if... The movie theater. If horror movies where people make dumb decisions, like, bothers you...
Well, that's every
I wouldn't recommend it.
Horror movie.
Well, yeah, for the most part, but I don't know.
It was easy, fun, suspenseful.
You know what? I'm gonna say this. Is all that fucking critique that we give to those people in the horror film is like, well, there ain't no way I'd be making out with fucking Jill right now, or there ain't no way that I would just run straight into the woods rather than go to somewhere where I knew could be a weapon or I could lock myself up, is how many times have you actually been out camping or at a campsite or just out somewhere out of the norm for you and you heard a weird noise and you behaved erratically that didn't make sense?
Every
so
time.
Like, even though you're always like sitting back and analyzing the film, be like, well, that wouldn't really never happen to me. Bullshit. You
never know.
You don't know how you're going to act.
In that situation, you probably just turned dumb.
Strangers chapter one, you would probably react different.
Okay.
Oh, let's say.
See, I don't know, though.
Oh, well, is Tamara home? Girl been knocking on the door two or three times, so you're going to leave your girlfriend by herself?
Well,
no.
I mean, if I had some shit to do, you know.
What's the setting? Is it kind of set out in the country?
It's in Oregon. It's outside Portland.
Like a Eugene kind of area?
Yeah, but then you don't see nothing a diner, a garage.
Yeah, like population 500, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
this
is a little town in Oregon.
So. Yeah, because I was like, it's Kennedy, Oregon.
Yeah, little ass town. But I hate how they portray, like, you know, all these people in little ass towns that, like,
everything.
Don't like visitors or whatever. Like, what are you doing in my town?
What are you doing in my town?
That kind of thing.
Really?
That veggie burger.
I think that does exist.
Yeah, I know it does. It definitely does.
Not everybody.
No, it's like,
I don't know, man.
City folks out of here.
I'm from Reform, and I get stared at when I go into the gas station.
Dang, dude.
People stare me down, and I'm just like, mind my own business.
Maybe I know you from the radio.
I know.
Well, you don't really see them on the radio.
Maybe I know you from this. No, I
don't think it's any of that. I think it's more to like what Webb and what the film was portraying is that it is that way. Like, if you go to a small enough town, if you like stop in that gas station or wherever that hub is, you are going to catch some side eye, dude.
Yeah, because yeah, you're like, who is this?
You're like, this noob. What's going on?
Yeah,
you're
why are you
come through here?
This ain't exactly a town you pass through to go into somewhere else. Like, you were purposefully here. Why are you here?
I don't think you're pulling up to a diner and a garage across the street's got two of the workers out there. Like,
no.
Staring you down.
No, not. Probably not that.
Probably not that exaggerated, but.
Basically what it was.
I watched like two or three people that review horror movies, and I had to, it was spoilers, so I waited till we done seen it. And everything they complained about, I told him when we left. I was like,
yeah, Lee. Hey, just as far as a recommendation, do you recommend it?
I had fun. I'm going to see it again.
Watching it was good.
I mean, I'm just saying, if dumb decisions bother you, like, who's you doing that for? I mean, like, I just...
Is it...
Dude's got a shotgun, and I was like, shoot him in the face!
It's a candy commercial on YouTube. I don't remember what brand. Y'all probably do. But, it might even be a Geico commercial. But anyway, it's like, they have like a guy with chainsaws, and they're just like, let's go get into the car so we can get away. No, yeah, let's go hide in the shop full of chainsaws. Yeah, chainsaws. Is it kind of that? Is it that bad?
No, it ain't that bad.
It's not that obvious, but it's kind of like, you know...
It's like... Hide in the closet, but have my damn cell phone light on.
Yeah, see it above the door there, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's go watch it. It's good. It's our.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna wait.
I don't know, dude. I'm still on that realness of it. It's like dumb decisions are gonna be made when you're in the heat of the.
I say it's a.
You're gonna turn stupid every now.
For worse than the movie of the year, it's challenging Madam Web.
Oh yeah, Madam Web was terrible.
Dakota Fanning,
dude, it was bad. Have y'all watched it?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't care nothing to watch. I didn't even watch like a bunch of the Avengers movies.
You can't even figure out which one is the new Spider-Man. There's like seven.
Yeah, I didn't.
That ain't my.
I didn't even watch John Wayne. Sydney Sweeney. So
yeah, it was not. It was not good.
We know how we feel about that. I know. But anyway, it's got a cute redhead in it, so go watch it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sold.
I guess the only spoiler I'll ask about, is this where we finally see who Tamara is?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Still don't know who Tamara is.
Nope. Maybe one day.
Throughout the test of time, what I've seen on the internet, the favorite is the second one.
Really? The trailer
part?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do dig that one.
I can see that.
That one is pretty good. Yeah.
Soundtrack was kind of kicking. Soundtrack.
Back to that.
I don't know if that's much of a soundtrack, though. I think they would play like two real songs.
Was good for the moment, though. Turn around. With the pool. Oh, yeah.
What was the... Is that the pool?
Yeah.
That might have been...
And it had like the
Gloria.
Yeah, that was good, too. I think that was when the car was going on fire. I don't remember. I have to go back and watch it.
We're just getting started.
Yeah.
Remember that part? Netflix. The girl's hiding in the pipe. The big drainage pipe.
Yeah.
Netflix is kicking. The Roast of Tom Brady. Good. Tires. Shane Gillis.
Hilarious. I watched the whole thing in one sitting.
And if you were at Porch Fest...
How many episodes?
Six.
I thought so.
And Mike Rainey, you might have called him at Porch Fest. He's been on Porch Talk twice. You'll see him on episode 5 at the Bikini Car Wash.
And it is hilarious.
Cameo.
It is a cameo.
It is a cameo.
Alan, tires, or I think you should leave?
I think you should leave.
That shit's a special
but it's different because
it's way too everything's different from I think you should leave.
I think you should leave is it's just like Chappelle's Show to where it's sketch comedy. Tires is more of like a true sitcom.
Yeah, it's like a sitcom. It's as close as you can get to a new age sitcom, I guess.
Yeah, they're at a tire / oil change place and it's based in there and it's
a dude dies.
Yeah, second episode.
Second
one
episode.
One of the mechanics.
Yeah, is
like. And they're talking like
and they're
all
talking
day.
Shit
they,
to him.
They,
like,
because he is a dick.
Yeah.
And then he's like, dude, hand me that work order. That's why no one likes you. And they kick him and he doesn't move and they wheel him out and he's like, just Check his pulse.
Yeah.
So
I love I Think You Should Leave. I really watch it all the time.
Dude, three seasons of it. Do you ever watch This Is Detroit?
This Is Detroit?
No, it's not called This Is Detroit. It's like Detroiter. It's the same guys. Yeah,
find
check that out.
Let me know.
Check that out. You'll like it. I found it through like YouTube algorithm because I was obsessed with I Think You Should Leave.
What's that dude's Tim Williams?
Tim Robinson.
Oh, that dude's. I love his like goofy. You sure about that?
Are you sure about that? Or like when they went to go to that country song, and
oh yeah, that's probably my favorite part
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
the bones were money.
The bones are their money, and your hair is their dollars. You said to sing something creepy.
Oh,
it's Hunter S. Thompson's birthday.
Oh, happy
birthday on the 25th, yeah.
You think he's in heaven or hell?
I don't know.
Wherever you may be.
He ran for like
sheriff.
Political.
Sheriff.
Oh, sheriff.
Sheriff, yeah.
That's political, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he
dude loves guns, man.
Did a lot of wild shit, too, man. Had Johnny Depp shoot him out of the gonzo fist out on his property in Colorado. Oh, man. It's wild.
Yeah. Dude, he's doing handheld footage horror tournament. There's like a movie kind of with a fake him in it that's handheld.
Oh, that's cool.
I forgot what it's called though. I have it. Where they do DMT and start saying like crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's like, is this real? They're trying to find out what happened to this other guy that went to this like old mental hospital or something on DMT. So they do it what he did.
Hey,
I mean, it's like one of those cult classics in the horror community.
You have to tell me about it. I don't know.
I mean, you like Hunter S. Thompson. This dude is clearly portraying Hunter S. Thompson without being Hunter S. Thompson.
He's even got the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl. Ain't that how he sound?
Yeah.
Dude, Johnny Depp didn't even try.
No.
Which is strange for him.
Yeah. I guess he did a little bit. Backcountry, my time. Your turn to drive.
Yeah. Well, I think like the impression that he did was probably more interesting because you would probably get sick of that.
Yeah.
Bill Murray did a pretty good job as Hunter S. Thompson.
Bill Murray has done Hunter S.
Yeah, in Where the Buffalo Roam.
Really?
Yep.
Do you know? do you ever hear like Forrest Gump could only?
Is that
work?
Where the there's some thing?
Oh,
no,
that's Twilight Zone movie. Me and Webb was talking about that.
I was thinking like Ace Ventura, Jim Carrey. I was like, that is so funny. That's so funny to me. I have no idea where it's from, but like him doing it without me even knowing the context is great.
That's a good movie. I mean, some of the scenes are a little shitty. Kick the Can, I don't really like.
It's got a button on the front. The heart.
But, do you know some of the casting choices for Forrest Gump? Bill Murray was one of them.
I think Bill Murray would have been a good four.
Tom Hanks was the only way that could work.
I couldn't imagine like anybody else doing that. Maybe because that's the only iteration that we've seen. But even with Steve Carell, with being Michael, I know you don't like The Office, but with Michael Scott, like you had like Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were a lot of other people who were like, but. That is one of those roads to who else could it have been? You know?
I mean, he left.
Tom Hanks, real talk though, no way. No way other than him.
Yeah. That's some crazy roles. People that auditioned for Bubba too. How about this? Bill Murray, Forrest Gump, Dave Chappelle, Bubba Gump.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd have been fucking hilarious. It'd have been too funny.
Two comedians.
It would have been too funny.
How about this one? Another person that tried out for Bubba. Tupac. Tupac.
That might have been pretty good.
No shit.
I only think Tom Hanks is going to work though. Yeah. Like, I used to think like, oh, the director's making the character, which in some cases, but like the actor's doing like, this is going to be my version of Forrest Gump. And Tom Hanks nailed it with like, those look like comfortable shoes. You know, it could have really went like bad.
The only other person I could think of that could probably do it would probably be like a Leo, just because of what's been eating Gilbert Grape.
He's going to have to get a goofy haircut.
Yeah. Imagine like if
and Jenny would have had to have been 23.
Worst villain. Worst villain ever. Greatest villain in movie history.
What if like Christopher Walken?
Greatest villain in movie. Oh, there's only
Jenny is the greatest villain in movie history.
No, I wasn't going to go there.
I'm just saying, everybody don't. It's the thing on the internet now. It's like Jenny is a villain because like
not my Jenny.
Hey, I need you again, Forrest. I'm just going to pop right back up in your life. You take care of me now. Oh, I'm out. Thanks.
Oh, I got AIDS. Oh, and by the way, this
hey,
is your
here's
kid.
Your kid. I didn't, look, he's 5.
And by the way, like, I don't know when the AIDS was contracted, but Forrest and Lil Forrest is fucked.
Yeah. Oh, sounds of Columbus. You can't hear it with the sirens.
It's always going on.
Oh, yeah.
They're finding dead bodies everywhere around this motherfucker right now.
Right down there?
Yeah.
Like, not even a quarter of a mile from there.
Yeah. I drive past it when I leave.
Yeah.
Right over there.
He said they heard the gunshots, and they just like, oh, that's normal. That's why we didn't call nobody.
Yeah, I heard it like 2 a.m., and no, they, cops didn't get called.
Ain't
like
that wild to be desensitized?
Yeah.
But I'll be real talk, dude. If I would have heard gunshots like back at my place at Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we would have been out.
Oh, yeah.
You think? Definitely. Or you've been like, man, it's just high school rednecks shooting at a roadside.
I would have at least like gotten up and walked outside and probably called my brother.
Yeah. I guess if where I live, I heard a gunshot. I'm like, oh, somebody just killed their wife.
Yeah, killed themselves.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that happened down the road and where we lived and grew up in Millport.
Yeah.
I remember telling my cousin, I was like, I heard 2 shots. So like, oh, he missed.
I remember
shit.
there was a bad car accident that took somebody's life in Cohire Bottom.
Yeah.
On 96 South, like headed toward Reform, 17 South. 96 is east west. But it was in Cohire Bottom, and from my house, I was on my computer surfing the web that night, and I swear to you, I heard it. That's how hard that vehicle hit that tree. Like, I actually went and, like, because there were other people up. I actually went and asked, like, my brother. I was like, did you hear that or am I crazy? And he's like, oh, I heard that. I didn't know what it was. And then the next day, you kind of...
They fall asleep. What happened? That's the road I drive down almost every day.
Did you shoot somebody?
It was a deer. A deer. Like, they were trying to evade a deer, and they...
Oh, you ain't doing it. What are you going to do?
You never do that.
Yeah, I always hit the deer.
Hit the deer.
Yeah, I always tell people to, like, speed up. So maybe you can blow past the deer.
That,
pieces.
You know, like,
through it.
I think it's situational. But, like, I've done the same thing. Like, it depends on how far the deer is away from the road and also, like, the condition. Like, if it's a straightaway and you don't see nothing.
Yeah.
If the deer's on the right side, go to the, you know what, almost just stay closer and just gun it.
I guess since...
But if you're in a, if you're going into a curve and that deer's like at the approach of the curve, slow down as much as you can. Because like think, after you hit it, there's going to be some residual bounce. And
yeah. Do you remember how good
I am? The Cofire Bottom has a curve and a bridge.
Yeah. So you and could, they've got that kudzu up that hill.
Yeah.
Those deers love that place.
Oh, they
deers
love
always
that.
Be at the same spots, man. I drove down 17 nights and stuff. You know, I done got, like, superpowers. When I used to drive, and I'd be like, hey, there's a deer right there.
Dude,
there's a deer right there.
And my vision's good.
Yeah.
And he's like...
I just, like, train, look for glowing eyeballs.
Yeah.
I got off... We left early, one out at 3. I bet I saw 25 at least. Because that's 3, and they out.
Y'all ever heard of the Hugging Molly?
Uh-uh.
Heard of Flogging Molly.
Yeah, I've heard of Flogging Molly.
There was this random ad that popped up on my algorithm, and it was superstition, scary story, most famous in each state.
Oh, nice.
And
Hugging Molly.
Alabama, it was from Abbeville, and they had a thing called a Hugging Molly. And it was depicted as this dark character that wore like a long brim cap, all sides. And, like, it was focused toward children, such as like a Candyman. Mm. But I had never heard the story. And then I looked into it and I was like, you know, you get into local accounts and it gets fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's almost like with the leprechaun thing down in Mobile.
I was thinking that, dude.
You know?
The Mobile leprechaun?
Yeah. Say yeah if you seen it. Yeah. Say yeah!
Who saw the leprechaun?
It'd be like, dude, if you've been hugged by that hogabog, say yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know, like, well, you know, it ain't like the leprechaun where there's some pot of gold at the end, but I heard if you got hugged, it was like 7 years good luck or something. I don't know. We'll see about it.
Did you read this or watch it, you say?
It was just like a random, like, algorithm. YouTube. Yeah.
Did you see any other states?
Yeah.
It's like Virginia has the bunny man.
But that wasn't the most popular one in Virginia.
For real?
No. My phone's right there. But if someone wants to Google search that might be a fun little segment to kind of like flash through it.
I heard you.
Look at it. It lit up.
It did.
It's like my phone's over there.
Hey, phone.
What do you call it?
Come to me.
Flogging Hogan? Hogan Flogging?
God damn, dude. I know I fucked it up. The Hugging Molly or something. It's Abbeville, Alabama ghost story.
We got. I used to always check out the.
I mean, we had three-legged lady.
Yeah. We got the
What they have in Carrollton, the ghost in the window.
Yeah, that's what, window. I always used to check out the damn Ghost of Alabama book in the damn library when I was little. Always check that damn thing out.
All right, I got it. It's three and a half minutes. Screenshot. I'm gonna watch these.
What did you find what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Give it a shout out. What is it? Well, it's just stories.
It was a 3.5 minute video.
I mean, was I right?
It's at
something Hugger?
Albertaville or whatever.
Albertaville, Alabama, or Abbeville, or some. It was some kind of ville.
Oh, Hugging Molly. Let's go back. Here's a dude getting interviewed on the news.
See what I'm saying?
Big time.
The channel's called Clouded Minds.
Clouded Minds.
Ain't but 300
YouTube.
Views? 304 views?
I mean, not everybody's doing well, okay? Yeah. We're trying to tell cool stories. You just ain't found this yet.
I mean, can everybody get the views like we do? Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, 53?
That's
pretty good.
I'm happy with it.
I am too. Imagine that.
Who would have thought?
I mean, my favorite podcast had like 100.
There you go.
Yeah, just because it ain't popular doesn't mean it's not good.
That's true.
But anyway.
I mean, we're not popular or good, so. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I want to be like if I found myself like, if I was somebody else.
That's something that you'll never really know the answer to, though. Only from, like, accounts of, like, someone from some place that tells you.
Yeah.
I interviewed a guy from Hawaii this week.
Oh, yeah?
Is he close to Maui?
He was. And we talked about it.
He's
a graphic novelist. And that episode, his graphic novel comes out July 1st, so it's going to drop sometime around there.
Cool.
And interesting guy. He was with the graphic novel. It was based in around pre-World War II. So it's called Kitty's Bordello. And Kitty ran this kind of brothel with sluts and whores.
Usually what's there.
Ladies. The whores. Come to town.
Ladies of the night.
Yeah.
And the Nazis found out and like they wanted to record the clientele that came in to have information. And the whole graphic novel is about something that was true and that actually took place, but took a once upon a time in Hollywood kind of thing to where what actually happened, he did a twist. So shout out Kevin, if you're out there. Kitty's Bordello.
You was talking about whores.
Whores.
One of the underrated, funniest part in Tommy Boys when they're having the business meeting.
Oh my god!
That old lady keeps talking about, that's when the whores come in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Totally.
Did you ask him about Blue Roofs?
I didn't.
Oh man!
I did ask.
I'm gonna be like, is that a thing?
I asked about. I asked about the fire and like. I asked about. Did the they block roads? You could tell that he wasn't wanting to go.
Oh
there.
Yeah, he didn't want to be
that guy. And plus, he wasn't on that island. He was just, like that's the main port, but he was on like one of the Hawaii islands that ain't even named.
Yeah,
like population 3,000.
Tight. It ain't even named.
Yeah, there's little baby islands all around Hawaii that people live on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's Epstein? Where's that near? I know it ain't near. It's like Caribbeans or something?
It's in the Atlantic.
That's the other ocean. Oh. It's not Pacific.
Oh, it's over in the west.
Yeah, dude. Down around Puerto Rico.
Oh, it's down south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's right. Free range down there.
Yeah.
You know, like private people such as Epstein. Puerto Rico? What? Hold on. Go ahead. Let's chase that.
That's where
Puerto Rican.
That's where the Paul brothers live.
You think so?
Yeah, they live there. They really do.
John,
what's that?
Why does it matter? If you got enough money, you could live in Afghanistan. You're gonna be cool because you bring money in. You ain't living in North Korea now.
I mean,
I don't think Puerto Rico is as bad as you think.
I'm not saying that Puerto Rico is bad. I'm just saying that live there, training there,
that's why
doing social media there is a totally different thing than them still having a house in fucking Los Angeles.
Dude, go watch Untold on Netflix. They do the Jake Paul documentary.
The Jake Paul documentary.
It's just a show. It's like 40 minutes.
Dude, there is nothing I could give less of a fuck about, though,
dude.
Yeah,
I don't care anything about Jake Paul.
What about Logan?
Neither.
He's going to get his ass beat by Mike Tyson.
That ain't Logan's straight up professional wrestler and like good at it. People like hate him. It's like, man, this dude's like, he's like wrestler. He's like main event.
Yeah, like what?
Like jump off the top rope onto the announce table.
What I saw like it was a meme of it.
Yeah, they went over and got Saudi money yesterday.
Yeah, and he's like, you're not a YouTuber, you're a wrestler. Yeah. That was the meme.
He's got the look. Everything. He's got the acting.
He's good at it. They are good at it.
I'm going to tell you, though, that Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight, bet she's going to be boring. Everybody's like, oh, Tyson's going to kill it. I bet that it's just like, judge's decision.
What's crazy about it, Netflix picked it up, and it's not an exhibition. It actually goes on the professional record. And so, if it was exhibition, I could see taking Paul over Tyson. But now that it goes on the professional record, depends on how much money he's going to be paid.
That's everything. Huh. That is everything.
That's the whole...
Well, I mean, what do you think? Like, if you had to bet...
I like the Paul brothers.
I'm not hating on them, Kyle.
I am. I hate them.
If you had to bet, though, John, like, Tyson, Paul, like, if you
Tyson
want...
All
if,
day.
If,
all day. Every dollar
if you want, if you wanted to make money... Not just out of bias.
This is just him.
Not bias.
Don't go taking John's advice and go put your mortgage up.
Yeah, please don't do that because he's a fucking retard.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Don't listen to me. I don't know. I still think I'd go with Tyson, even if the odds were stacked against him.
Okay. Because it's professional record, supposedly now. I have to go Tyson.
When it happens and it's over with, y'all gonna look at me like that girl in the Water Boy. Told you.
Vicky Valancourt?
Yeah.
Vicky Valancourt?
That knew the score at the end. I'm like, told you I was gonna be born. And a draw!
It's gonna be a draw.
A draw.
That would be the move. Danny, I mean, like, we did.
Yeah, Tyson all day.
So are you gonna get Netflix?
No, not.
My roommate's got it.
Is this going to be like the roast of Tom Brady where it just comes on live? Or is it going to be like some, like, oh, you got Netflix, well,
you can still go watch the roast of Tom Brady.
I know, but it was live that night.
It was live, and then like it.
I figured it's going to, it's just like, man, y'all going to just give it away for my $6 a month?
That's fucking wild to me. That's something else.
They don't give a shit.
It's another thing to go to a fucking theater. Now, granted, I understand, like, I buy tickets to go see shows, comedy, music, whatever. But I have never been the type of person to where, oh, get on Netflix and at 8 p.m. I can catch the roast of Tom Brady. Fuck that. I'm going to catch that later. I'm going to go do whatever the fuck I got to do.
It's on Netflix.
That's the whole point.
It's the whole, yeah. I was gonna say, watching it
live. You just can't get on X or anything.
What do you mean?
Like if you want spoilers or something, like a clip, it's like...
Oh, like okay.
I had to do that with wrestling yesterday because they went over and...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Got that Saudi money yesterday. I don't blame them. They had like a wrestling pay-per-view. It's crazy when they go over there because usually with pay-per-views or something.
Yeah.
Or they call it LPEs or no, PLEs, premium live events. But I'm used to saying pay-per-view, which I don't pay for. Well, monthly.
Yeah.
But it like comes on at noon here now. If they go over there. Dude, it's fun when they do this. They did one in Puerto Rico. Bad Bunny was main eventing.
Bad Bunny.
Another one you wouldn't think. Oh. Pretty good at wrestling.
Not really surprised.
One of the best entrances ever. Yeah.
But
he's the first dude to headline kinda, Coachella kinda two trashy. Nights in a row.
I'm not amazed, dude. I think, like, people, I think it's gone now. Like, being, well, I can't say that. You could be the next biggest retard. There's no kidding. There's no doubt about it. But there is something to say about, like, these YouTube personalities. Are the podcast people that make it who really came from nowhere and then all of a sudden you just, boom, there they are, is they do have that it factor to where I could definitely see Bad Bunny or Paul Brother being really good at wrestling because they have the it factor. Like, they were made for it, too. Yeah, they and athletes.
I mean, like, pretty good wrestler in high school, evidently.
But you see what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
No.
Like, they're entertaining. There's a reason why people watch.
Dude, people hate him just like you do. So, he's easy to hate in wrestling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love
him. I wish he would have beat the shit out of the Island Boys.
That'd be awesome.
That's another example of what I'm talking about. There's something about them.
Yep.
It might be the way that they look. It sure ain't their personality or their music.
You know, some people get famous because people hate them. That's just how it is.
Hate or hate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was saying to him.
Yeah.
It's the villain.
The villain.
Yeah. But anyway.
I mean, think about... I don't think Alabama football would be as big of a thing as it is. Guys, I was in Santiago, Chile, and we went to an Irish pub there run by someone from Scotland, oddly enough, and there was an Alabama flag.
There was an alumni bar.
Possibly.
They have those everywhere. I went to one in Atlanta.
But this is in Chile.
I know.
But it's still wild that you see Alabama memorabilia and like a, but it's that same effect that we're talking about. That's what I'm saying. It's not. It's just as fueled by the people that hate it as those who love it. But it seems like. the hatred of it is a stronger force.
I mean, it's Alabama too, so it's gonna be like
it is one like of the New England top Patriots
choices.
Isn't it? It's like the New York Yankees, huh?
Yeah, I've seen Auburn on a couple of things. I've seen this girl, I forgot what it was, out in Los Angeles or something. Like, is she wearing an Auburn shirt? Oh, it was on that Bert Kreischer cooking show I watched. It was like Whitney Cummings. She had like an Auburn shirt on.
Whitney Cummings.
You remember, what was that show? Unhappily Married After? Mm-hmm. He used to come on like the WB? Mm-hmm. And when he chilled in the basement with that little stuffed animal dog, mm-hmm. there was an Auburn sign back there, dude.
No, yeah.
That's all I could look at.
Real deal.
Yeah.
It's always dope to see stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, part of the point I'm making, like, but really like, the main thing is the people's hatred of you is just as good of them as being a fan.
Oh, yeah. Because hatred's like, actually probably better.
Yep. They'll probably talk about you a whole lot more. It's like mm-hmm. endless fuel.
It's like when somebody's like, I hated that person in that movie. I'm like, well, that's what they were supposed to be. They're supposed to be hated. That's what you call good acting.
They acted very well.
They did a good job.
I see a bunch of the woman in The Mist that wants to sacrifice the kid. So I couldn't stand her. I'm like, well, she knocked it out the park.
Great job.
Yeah. You remember? One of the best movie endings ever, too.
The Mist? Oh, I love The Mist.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And maybe earlier conversations, I don't remember whether it was outside before we got going or right here.
It's the mall.
But grotesqueness. Are just being really hard to watch, just being really hard to view, hard to like. Same power, man, all the time. But it's
yeah.
You're doing your job. It's like you're not supposed to portray something this and make you like it. You should fucking suspect some things about yourself.
Oh, yeah. What really gets on my nerves is like, I like Mission Impossible. I'm just like, I just can't. Tom Cruise, too weird. Scientology. I'm always just like, you ain't got to hang out with him.
Yeah. You don't have to go get
your jammies and go get your sleeping bag and spend a night.
Just watch him.
Dude's literally risking his life for your entertainment.
Yeah. Real shit.
Ain't too weird. He jumped on the couch.
Show me the money.
Oh, that's great, dude.
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I watched that this year.
Show me the money, Jerry.
I'll listen to these movie review podcasts, and they're just like, man, now I want to watch it. So that was one of them. Yeah. Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr. Ain't he caught up with P. Diddy?
Probably.
Oh, speaking of P. Diddy, he was back, wasn't he?
Did you hear that 50 Cent rights to a docuseries to Netflix about P. Diddy?
Oh, one of the greatest celebrities there ever is. 50 Cent.
Tubi's got
That was part of the joke.
Yeah.
It went out free on Tubi because he sold something better.
Y'all see, I profited something again from the last episode. I was talking about the live-action Scooby-Doo. No, I said, they need to make it TVMA. A week later, Jake Gyllenhaal's on Saturday Night Live, and they do a mature audience-only skit of Scooby-Doo.
Who's
behind the mask?
Who's behind?
Ripped his face off.
Who's listening out there?
Watching it.
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't watched it.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live. Comedy's coming back. Yep. They're good for one or two skits a week now.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, at least. They're doing something.
They ain't did it.
They getting their noggins 12 years. Together. But yeah. So, back to the mall. Just
remember
curious.
What they took
wow.
from
Yeah, I mean.
Go.
Those were fun. And then, of course, our fucking pitiful ass mall here.
Hey, hey, you know what they do got coming, though? I saw something new. By the Dollar Tree and the $5 store, whatever it is.
Five Below.
Yeah.
They got something new in a building next to it.
What is
coming? City Gear.
Oh. Whoa, look out now.
Well, I mean, about all the shit that's like closing down, you know, all the stuff that's gone bankrupt and everything.
Yeah. What is it in the mall? Rue 21?
Rue 21. That's the only store we got face-fronting the mall, and it's gone.
If you got some Jeffrey Dahmer in you, you can go. They're selling everything. You can go get a mannequin torso right now for like $25.
Yeah, I
you know, he stole mannequins.
Never really cared. Rue 21. So they had some pretty cool stuff, but
some of their shirts were cool.
Yeah, but they got
I think we've already talked about this, but this is what that mall wanted. Like, the inside track of it was going to be open for people, for mall walkers, like
for you to have
a place to where, like, you could walk in the air conditioning. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but like everything is going to be front facing. They're going to wrap that building with stores, and then
it won't make
people, they're going to have an entrance for people who can, you can go in and walk. Like, maybe have, like, advertisements. I don't know. It's stupid.
Yep.
But, I mean, that's just where we are. We live in a low-trust society.
Well, I think they
people
do.
Don't
they
trust each other. People don't know each other. And that's why you can't have fucking nice things. And that's why, like, we have to have this fucking development of this, what used to be a beautiful fucking thing when I was a kid. And now you can't have jack shit because everybody wants to steal shit, be a shithead, be a dickhead, and all this other horse shit.
I just want Corn Dark 7 back.
I just want Pizza Hut back.
That too.
And Blockbuster.
I would kill for a fucking dollar menu from McDonald's, but no, we got a goddamn decrepit motherfucker. I don't know what to tell you.
Hold on. Check this shit.
This is not an endorsement.
Not an endorsement.
Okay, so
that is a party size.
Party size.
Granted, we live in the poorest state. This is Mississippi. Guess what the U.S. dollar.
There's a price tag on that.
Cost.
This is like what time it is right now, not what the price is.
Yeah, for real. $7.23.
$7.29.
For a bag of chips.
You're paying like almost minimum wage for a family size bag of chips.
That is minimum wage. It's like $7.25 an hour.
For a bag of chips.
You work an hour in Mississippi to get a bag of chips.
McChicken, $4.
Fucking McChicken.
I'm living on a dollar.
You could get a goddamn double cheeseburger.
Web with the stacker, dude.
You remember the double cheeseburger being a dollar?
Yeah.
Not the McDouble. The double cheeseburger.
They also had the bacon McDouble was a dollar.
Was a dollar.
I mean, shit. I used to be able to go through there and spend $3 and have a feast.
Then, yeah, you could get three fucking sandwiches for $3.
For $3, man.
You can't even get an energy drink.
No, they're damn
$6. Hell, it used to be like, hand them $3, you know, you get change back.
I was at the gas station.
$3 now, they go,
$5 now.
And there was a Golden Flake bag. And
Golden Flake
cheese curls.
Yeah, not even like the high brand.
Dude,
$3.29 for a gas station size.
And I'll tell you this, ain't nobody ever made a Cheeto quite like Cheeto.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer Golden Flake Cheetos over.
I like it is
such a stark difference. There is preference.
There definitely is. but they are completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I loved the mall when I was little.
The mall was fun. You used to go get you a CD, go to Radio Shack, get a remote control car.
Go watch a movie.
go play video games. I mean.
Well, back to what I was saying earlier with Radio Shack. You know, all the shit is shutting down now.
Radio Shack
is shut down, of course.
A long time ago.
Because I always make the joke, like at work, I'm like, damn, there's a good job cleaning up the area, buddy. I think I'm going to get you a gift card. You like Radio Shack?
Well, I wasn't saying that it's going out really now. Good. I know it's been out for a while. But I like talking about, we've got like 10 more, like, department stores and stuff that are going out.
That's because everybody shops online now.
Of course, like Rue 21, of course, shut down every single one of them.
Yeah. You go woke, you go broke with your plus size and.
Hey!
No, they didn't have no plus size shit.
Honestly, that ain't Rue. It's the same thing with probably.
Dude, I walked in that mall.
It's probably the same thing with fucking Red Lobster, dude.
Yep, that's another one.
Red Lobster. I'm just saying.
Lobster's going out.
All you can eat shrimp, gone.
Beat them out.
Cheddar biscuits.
Select locations though. The one in, I was just in Meridian yesterday.
They're shutting them down slowly but surely.
Yeah, but they are bankrupt.
Yeah,
it's done. It's over.
And then we got Family Dollar. Yeah, they shut down a thousand stores. Or shut
well, that was because Dollar Tree and Dollar General teamed up and whacked them, dude.
No, that's
Dollar Tree, Family Dollar.
Family Dollar, Dollar Tree.
Yeah, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree. It's because Dollar Tree bought out Family Dollar. Millport, they bought off more than they could chew.
Millport built the building.
That's why.
From the ground up.
Yeah.
It's still got new car smell.
And not even a year ago.
It's got new building smell, yeah. You son of a gun.
Not even a year ago, they shut it down. I was like, okay, whatever. But
somebody told me 3 years. I'm like, it's been up that long. No,
it's been a year ago. Yeah. A year. But anyway, so yeah, Family Dollar is shutting down another 600 stores. Party City.
Don't know about that.
Don't know about Party City? Party City's pretty good.
Mobile had one, dude. It was a great place for decorating any fucking thing.
It's kind of like a Spirit Halloween all year round.
It's right, it's kind of like that. It's always festive.
Yeah. Now Spirit Halloween's going to have a fucking field day this year because they're going to have all these fucking places empty. Yeah. But they're shutting down all the Party Cities. 10% of CVS.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Walgreens took a huge hit out in Cali this past year, too. Or actually, a couple years back.
Rite Aid's doing 13%.
Okay. So here we are with pharmacies.
Pharmacies and little convenience stores like that. Oh, Foot Locker.
Foot Locker's out.
Not really surprised.
20%.
Do y'all not foresee this with how the excess of ease with just ordering your shit online and the brick and mortar?
That's where a lot of this shit is going anyway.
Yeah.
That's the reason. I mean,
but like, it's so boring.
Like, the thing that you're calling out is it's going to be, I miss Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm. I miss human contact and community.
I miss going to video stores.
This stuff, I'm not going to miss hardly anything. Maybe Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
I love the all-you-could-eat shrimp.
I'm probably going to miss that. I'm going
to
miss that.
I think I've only been to Red Lobster one time in my whole life.
You should go another time before it's over,
done, man. You need to get that.
You owe it to yourself.
I'd rather get you a whole ass lobster for $18.
No shit.
Yep. That's the best bang. We talking about high prices. Me and him went to that buffet that used to be in Ryan's. $13. Yeah. That's the best bang for
the hibachi buffet. Yeah.
Man, I got raped. But you know,
they christened it Columbus style.
Oh yeah, had that fight in there. That was awesome.
Amen.
Didn't take no time.
May your hammer be mighty.
Right when it opened up.
Like the first week, it was open.
Oh, that's how they christen stuff around here.
Yeah. You got to fight.
Just going to throw down inside. Like, oh, snap, new place.
Yeah. Oh, we ready to open. Christen it.
Yep.
We're officially open now.
Yeah.
Walk in, they give you free
cowabunga.
That's their version of the big scissors cutting the ribbon.
Yeah. Let's go in there and duke it out.
Yeah.
But as far as some other stores that we really aren't going to give a shit about, they're gone, but... Bed Bath and Beyond.
I like those.
The Beyond side was so wild.
Yeah. I'm going to watch Click now with a tear in my eye.
For real.
Yeah. I used to work at a Bed Bath and Beyond.
Oh, yeah?
And I never understood why it existed when there was an IKEA.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Or any other store in that.
Yeah.
The bed was always pretty. The bedding was always really nice.
And expensive as fuck, too.
Yeah, it was high as hell.
But yeah, that's probably why they're going out. Nobody bought them.
Yeah, nobody bought it.
and by the way, like, we'll probably be doing another list like this in about 2 months.
It'll be a whole other set.
Because that's how bad the economy is.
Yes. We ain't got the food chain one.
Doesn't he have any food on it? This is just a department stores. We got the Christmas tree store, which
never seen one in my whole life.
There was
never
one in Birmingham. It closed down like 8 years ago.
Anyway, golly, so. They some soccer moms out there that was like closing sale?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, my mom, I got like 8 trees when it's
Christmas. I'll tell you, like, with the fast food, and you're seeing it being implemented slowly, travel a little bit. You probably saw it in Birmingham, probably saw it in Tuscaloosa. There's one in Starkville, but with fast food, they are going to begin to animate and have real-time prices for their combos and everything on the menu.
Oh, yeah, that'll fluctuate for the different times.
To where it'll change on the time. Yeah. To where, like, flux hours, like, let's say that...
Be higher during lunchtime, during 12 o'clock.
Let's say that you stopped at a Wendy's at 4 and you wanted a number 7 and it was, just for the sake of the argument, it was $7.99. If you stopped there at 12 at lunch, $10.99.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so busier hours, higher prices. Yep. Don't go after T-ball games or whatever. If it's a town like
Fayette. But, like, they are implementing their menus are going to be digital where that price fluctuation. Yeah. And so, like, and also, if they're smart, they'll move this way too, is move more things toward the app. That way they can give you a shout out, an email notification, a text message when they're given a deal. And when they say deal, it's really, you're just almost getting it for what it used to be.
Well, that deal just ended 2 minutes before you got here.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you might as well get some since you're here.
We're in peak hours. Should have ordered it ahead. But yeah, they're already using like AI and shit for drive-thrus and whatnot. And I actually don't mind that.
I went and sat in at a KFC / Taco Bell.
Yeah, Kentucky chicken.
Yesterday,
shut the one down in Tuscaloosa.
One of the that's what I was about to say, Danny. Of the last living mashups. You remember it used to be like a Long John Silver.
Yeah.
Are those still around?
Somewhere I see commercials for.
And by the way, like there's a cult of people around this country who are responsible for keeping a fast food chain like that alive.
Yep.
And it's also like a Jax. You know, Jax is Alabama, mm-hmm. spread in Mississippi. I don't know, maybe in other states. But think about like the In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everything that I've heard about an In-N-Out, I would love to have one. It's West Coast.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's
great.
Yeah. I love it. That was like the first thing I ate when I got to California, when the In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, let's do it.
If we can get a Whataburger, I'll be the one to fight.
There's one in Tuscaloosa.
If we can get it here.
Matter of fact, I think there's a one in Tupelo.
That's like my favorite. My favorite drive-thru burgers.
I don't really care for Whataburger. It's not that great to me.
It looks like you're going to be the one I'm fighting to break it in.
I don't mind Checkers, to be honest with you.
I like Checkers, too.
Or Rallies.
Checkers fries be hitting. That's all I got to say.
That's why they be selling them at Walmart.
Yeah, buddy, in the bag. I got a bag in my damn freezer right now.
I do, too. Shout out.
Best fries.
I don't know if I finished my point or not, but I don't really give a fuck. Is there anything else to do?
Oh, sure. Let me go through eggs.
Go for it. This is Cobb segment.
I mean, that meteor was pretty dope. And where was it? Poland?
The Polak.
Just it.
Yeah. I saw about it on the news, yeah.
Well, say something.
No. It was just a meteor.
The time portal. New York, Dublin, Ireland. That lasted 2 days after we said something.
It didn't last long.
Well, there's too many OnlyFans girls, and there is too many 9/11s.
Yeah, this hot dick girl comes up and flops those titties around. Mortal Kombat. Alan really liked that movie. I didn't, not so much.
I watched it again today, a matter of fact.
And golly.
Didn't fucking hold up.
I hated it. Right.
It was absolute dog. Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
But, like, the thing that I thought, just because it looks better doesn't mean it is better. Just because you got more CGI and things look more realistic, it doesn't mean...
Let's make up characters. I don't like that.
That's another fucking thing about it. Stay true to the form.
You got 50 Mortal Kombat fighters to choose from. You're going to make up to you.
Dude, I have been to every fucking arcade around the country. I know the fucking characters, and you were just fucking throwing shit at me.
Yeah.
I don't need Jane Fonda in Mortal Kombat. That's all I'm saying.
Mortal Kombat 2 will release October 2025. Yeah. There's the portal again. Portal fracture.
The
Dr.
thing
Phil.
About it is they kind of busted their load with the
microburst
load with the what did we call it last time with the. Microburst, like with what we described the storms with the last time that we were together.
It was a liquid microburst. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. But they kind of blew their load with, you know, every 10 years, Earth realm and the outer realm is always fighting over. And if after 10 years, when the out realm wins, they get taken over. They get to take over Earth realm. Like, what are you going to base the next movie on? You have to wait, like, 10 years to redo it because you have to let time build up.
Thing,
It's another thing. It's like the Jeepers Creepers thing. It's like, it's so fucking stupid if you want to make a cash cow movie to base it off of time when time takes so much fucking time to pass.
Nope. You know, we got 28 years later coming.
Yeah, we said that last time.
I know.
Alan, do you follow Shooter McGavin on X?
Oh, yes, the fuck I do. Happy Gilmore 2.
He said, I'm back. Yep. Yeah. Happy Gilmore 2 coming to Netflix. Bet it's no good. Usually comedies that space that far apart.
They don't hold up.
Did you see they're going to make a new Dumb and Dumber? One more time. They're going back to the table again.
Why? Straight to DVD?
Probably
straight to the $5 bin. Yeah,
$5 bin.
Dude, they probably won't even waste the fucking money to put that on a DVD. It's straight to fucking Tubi, dude. Why, dude?
You never know. We're just running out of ideas. This thing, we don't have the spunk and charisma.
That's why I go back to like Shane Gillis and Tyres, dude. Yeah. Like, or Tim Robinson with I Think You Should Leave. It's like, that's... Thank you. Yeah. Like, it's almost like Saturday Night Live. They've kind of been on fire for like a month or two now. Like, thank you. It's not hard to do good shit if you're just fucking genuine.
Yeah. Just don't copy people's shit and redo shit.
Yeah, don't George Lopez it, dude.
Oh, the meteor was in Portugal. It looked crazy, dude. It looked like something out of a movie.
Oh, yeah. I saw that picture. There was a Portuguese girl that supposedly caught... Yep, that's her.
Did you see the one with the like the geese or whatever?
No.
It's chicken or geese or something. Even they was like, what?
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Did you see the Sphere in Las Vegas did a Stranger Things?
No. The last time that I paid attention to Sphere, and I think John will appreciate this, is when the Fish concert was in town.
Yeah, Fish is because there.
Because it was incredibly trippy.
Yeah.
And those videos were cool.
Look at this Stranger Things. It's pretty trippy.
I don't really know enough about it. It's trippy looking at it, but I don't know the context.
I mean, like, they say people, we don't make shit no more. This Sphere is dope.
Dead companies at the Sphere right now.
I would love to see a concert in there, but not you two.
I wouldn't mind seeing Fish there. I bet their light show is fucking crazy.
Oh, that's fun. Cobb, if you could see a band there, would you see? You'd probably see the Chili Peppers, wouldn't you? In the Sphere? Who would you see?
I don't know, Pink Floyd. Can I see that?
Be realistic.
I can't. Rolling Stones is 148.
Yeah.
More realistic, though.
More realistic. I mean, I was just thinking of something trippy. They would be trippy.
Somebody that's still alive and actually doing it.
Pink Floyd is alive.
You can still see Pink Floyd live?
You can see...
I mean, they're alive.
Roger Waters.
You can see, like, the...
You can see the members of Pink Floyd.
Not actual Pink Floyd.
Yeah, not actual.
Yeah.
My Morning Jacket. I'll go see...
Perfect. That's a good answer. I'll accept that.
Okay.
I was trying to think of somebody trippy, though.
That's pretty trippy. Jim James.
Yeah.
I don't know, Primus would be pretty cool at the Sphere.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see them in Birmingham.
Tool. All day. Tool. They have, because they're fucking, they already have a damn visual like a motherfucker as it is. So.
Yeah, it has to be that level. I'm sure they'll do the Sphere.
Shit, dude. You know who probably else would be like really great there? He said it. Catching the Stones. Because just something that prolific.
Yeah.
Point my fingers.
All around you.
Some of the Dead and Company footage I've seen has been really cool too.
Yeah.
At the Sphere. They're at their residency there. Probably realistically, there right
anything
now.
They book there is probably going to rock.
Oh, it's going to be wild as fuck, yeah.
Fucking Slipknot would be kind of cool to see there, honestly.
I just said Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie would be cool to see there because he's got a fucking crazy.
Imagine like doing like some kind of a 3D like Maxivision or whatever. In that bitch.
Yes. What movie you want to go watch there? Shit, that's
and like that. The aquarium at Chattanooga's got the Dome Theater, right?
Mm. For real?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's real.
Yeah, it's either in Chattanooga or
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Probably Atlanta. I'd probably say Atlanta.
It's huge. Dome Theater.
Hey, I guess this is a TikTok trend, but I asked him before y'all come in. Y'all ever had this? Pickled some Dr. Pepper?
Not familiar with
that.
I was telling him I always drink.
I mean, fish. I wasn't familiar with $8 pickle chips until you walked in.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing either. I don't really buy groceries that often.
The dude putting pickles in his Dr. Pepper and they say it slaps.
Hey, I used to drink pickled Coke.
I used to
put peanuts in my Coke.
Yeah, remember the peanuts? Yeah,
that's good shit.
Though. Yeah, that's some pop-off stuff right there.
I might do that after I leave. Yeah. Some Coke and peanuts on the way home.
I want to try the pickles and Dr. Pepper.
Uh-uh. Have you tried the coconut Dr. Pepper?
The dirty Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, it just tastes like it's got coconut rum in it to me. Mm. Tastes like it's got Malibu in it.
Mm. Different strokes. You
know, it's too much. I almost threw up.
I bet. Like taking a load, huh?
Yeah.
Webb, did you know this is a thing? You said something about it last. I didn't know if you was making it up, but Sydney Sweeney and Ana de Armas are making a movie.
He knew it.
Did you know that was a thing, or did you just like, please, let me have it?
I didn't know that was. So what are they talking about?
Ron Howard, Opie.
Oh, shit.
You know he directs movies. Been doing it for a long time.
I didn't know he watched the show.
Movie called Eden.
Eden?
Eden.
Right? Oh, I mean...
That's all I can tell you. That's what it says.
Okay, cool. Take me back to Eden. There we go.
I'll give three more things and let's get the fuck out of here.
Sublime just dropped.
That may be,
there's one.
Yeah, like actual Sublime, not Sublime with Ron.
Bradley's son.
Mm-hmm. Bradley's son, and there's clips from Bradley singing in it.
Yeah. And Cartman's skinny now. He's on Osepic.
Yes, Cartman's getting skinny. I saw it.
Then they did like a Lizzo joke.
Yeah, Lizzo live reacted to it today, or yesterday. It's pretty awesome. Y'all didn't know this. Tarantino knew, he knows talent. Once upon a time in Hollywood, Manson family, they're just a little background players. I mean, Tex ain't background, but look at these young cast. This mo's got, he's got the chick that's always on fires in movies, Scream and Once Upon a Time. She's like, up for Oscar talk or something.
Wouldn't be surprised if we
We got
Guy ruined them.
Austin Butler did the shitty Elvis movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then Sydney Sweeney. Didn't he know she was in it until last week? Sydney Sweeney's in it.
I gotta go back and look for that.
She plays Snake. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if she has a line. That may be it.
All right. Well.
Oh, here's one more thing. Devontae Smith.
Yes.
Humble. Look at him. He just bought a regular house. Smart. Instead of being like Antonio Brown, filing for bankruptcy. Yeah, that's it. I just love that.
It's what we got, guys. Till next time.
Yeah, that was it. I love it when celebrities do that, man.
Strikes two. Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free to play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free to play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.